The quiet rooms are small and open because they don't have doors, but their use has raised eyebrows among some parents and teachers. Allegations prompted the state to send an investigator last week. DPI Special Education Assistant Director Anita Castro says they've looked into a handful of school districts' use of these rooms in the past 5 years.
We do take this very seriously. We have a statewide initiative that supports positive behavioral interventions. So depending on the findings of the investigation, there could certainly be child-specific corrective actions.
Castro says they have strict rules for quiet rooms, including use as a last resort, not for detention or punishment, and keep a log of its use. Ashland Middle School Principal Brian Anderson says they've sent 5 students to the rooms 14 times in the past school year. He says it's rare.
Absolutely. The only time that a timeout room or a quiet room, or they call them seclusion rooms, are when somebody is physically acting out or standing there with their fist, you know, going to hit you. That's the only time that it's appropriate to give that child a chance to work through the crisis and then come out when they've regained their rational thought.
Of the school districts investigated, only one, the Monroe Schools, required corrective action. That was in 2005. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.